Welcome to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone. We want to thank you for joining us this Sunday afternoon. We are actually minus Sheena this afternoon, who happens to be sick, homesick with the flu, and we hope she's doing better and feeling a little bit better, but she's had a rough few days. But it seems like the flu is going around quite a bit. I was looking at some things the other day. We're always on this show, with it being a wellness show, talking about chronic disease and things that that you can do lifestyle wise to prevent. When you start looking at the, and I always say this, top causes of death in the United States. You look at probably the top 10 causes of death, 6 or 7 of them are related to physical inactivity, and several of them are related to nutrition, as Sheena would likely pipe in at this point. But, when you start looking at things like heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes, all of those top causes of death, they're always referred to as, epidemics in the United States. And technically, I was going back to some of my epidemiology days, an epidemic is actually a disease that spreads really quickly. And, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and all of that wouldn't fall in that category. And it's a little confusing the way that terminology works. And especially when you start, we talk about in the United States, the obesity epidemic that we have. And that's definitely related to heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes, and, all of those things. And actually, I don't understand how obesity can be an epidemic when it has to be a disease that's within a certain area, United States, we get that, that spreads very quickly. Obesity doesn't spread very quickly, I don't think. But what does spread very quickly is the flu. And it seems like, I don't know if they've given it that epidemic status yet, or pandemic status, pandemic being reaching all across the world. But I can tell you that out of probably every 100 friends that I have, it seems like 99 of them have the flu right now. So I don't know how to get away from an epidemic. I don't know how to stop an epidemic other than just to get away from it. So possibly a vacation for John might be in the works here shortly. But when we start talking about epidemics and things like that, good show lined up for today. And it kind of actually does tie into this topic. When you look at something like the flu as an epidemic, and as I mentioned earlier, if you're going to refer to obesity as an epidemic, one of the things that is related to obesity a lot is low back pain. A lot of classes that I teach, I always talk about how tight hamstrings are such a big contributor to low back pain. I've got somebody here today that can actually clarify that or tell me whether or not I'm wrong. But we do have, like I said, a great guest with us today, and a good old friend of mine that I was fortunate enough to get on here with us today, and we'll bring him on in just a minute. But, do want to take a long look at that, even regardless of, how old you are. College age, it doesn't matter. The things that we're going to be talking about today, things like obesity, things like tight hamstrings, things that contribute to low back pain, to back pain, to neck pain, to I'll go ahead and say it, anything chiropractic, we're going to be talking about today. So good show lined up. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with our guest in just a few minutes. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone.
Hi, this is Eli Gold, the voice of the Crimson Tide, and I love 90.7 The Capstone.
Welcome back to Fit to Be Tied on 90.7 The Capstone. John here, along with No Sheena this afternoon. Hate to be missing her. Like I said earlier, she is out with the flu, and so we're gonna roll on without her this afternoon. We have a great guest that has joined us in the studio today, and we're excited about having him. And I have for 3 years we've been doing this show, and I've been trying to get this longtime friend of mine on the show. So I was able to get him to break himself away from work today. But our guest today is Dr. Brian McDonald, and he's a chiropractor, and he's the owner of Spine and Sport Chiropractic. And he has been in the – I'll let him tell you a little bit about how long he's been in the chiropractic business. We've been knowing each other for about 10 or 12 years, would you say, Brian, something like that, or longer, maybe 20 years.
I was going to say, it was like 93.
So probably about – I can't do the math that quick. Yeah, about 25 years, something like that. Yeah, and it's funny. You look a lot older, and I look the same. You're looking a little bit fatherly these days, which is, I guess, kind of suits you. But Brian and I go back to working in a physical therapy program together, and we both kind of always worked in a health-related field. I took the route of going and working with healthy people. Brian chose to do something that he's very good at, and I will say that I am a patient of his, and he has helped me out quite a bit over the years. But Brian, why don't you just tell us a little bit? Obviously, you and I have worked together. We worked together at DCH, and I know you do some stuff not only with your own business, but here at the university with the football team, and I don't know if some of the other athletic teams. I'll let you talk about that. But tell us a little bit about your background and what got you interested into chiropractic specifically.
Actually, I graduated from the University of Alabama with a bachelor's in sports fitness management. I got out and worked for an orthopedic in town for about a year and a half, trying to decide what I wanted to do. And just kind of applied to physical therapy school and to chiropractic school. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I got into chiropractic school. So I went to Texas Chiropractic in Houston, Texas. I graduated in December of 2003. Worked for somebody for a year, and then bought a practice in Bibb County. Worked there for a few years, and then opened up a practice in Tuscaloosa also, and was running both of them. And I think it was in 2006 when I got in with the University of Alabama athletic programs, starting with football, and didn't get to do a lot of stuff the first year. And then when Coach Saban came in and he hired Jeff Allen, Jeff wanted to keep me on, and it's just kind of blown up since then.
Jeff Allen, a great guy, by the way, and for those of you that don't hear that name very often, probably we when you start talking Alabama football, and I don't want to get sidetracked on that, but when you start talking Alabama football and you start talking about athletic trainers, he has to be, and you see this closer than I do. I've worked with Jeff some testing body comp for the football team before they got their own bipod, but you probably see it up a lot closer than I do. Jeff Allen is one of the best in the country at what he does, would you say?
Yes, he's great at what he does, and he's been great for me and my business.
Right. So yeah. And a lot of people probably, I don't know if people catch the name there, but your dad, Coach Mack, Bill McDonald, has been at the university for – do you know how many years he's been at the university? Not to put you on the
1987.
Spot. Since 1987.
He came over with Bill Curry.
Okay.
And he was one of the few that got to stay through all the coaching changes. And he's retired, and he still does some work with them on the side.
Right.
And he helped me get into chiropractic, too. Growing up, he used to adjust, pop my back growing up, and I'd walk on his when I was little.
Right. That's
cool. So I guess that's how it all started.
Right. Well, let's talk a little bit about your business that's located over in Midtown. You're located on that back, kind of on that back row upstairs in Midtown.
Yeah, above Canukins. right up by Planet Fitness.
Yes, exactly. So, beside Planet Fitness, a lot of people know where that is. And talking about a business growing, I mean, you've over the years have grown quite a lot, and obviously have a lot of patients that come back. Would you say that you have more repeat patients or more new patients, or is that something you even look at?
I don't look at it. We have a lot of patients that return. We have patients that come back and see us when they come back after they've graduated college, when they're visiting for a football game.
Right.
Someone will pop in and say, hey, you used to work on me. I'm in town for the game. Can we do it again? And then we get a ton of new patients, a lot of referrals. We get some from medical doctors.
Right.
And then word of mouth.
Right.
So,
well, I know a lot of people are, kind of used to how this how the dynamic works between physicians and physical therapy with getting the referral to come to them. Do they have to have a referral to come see you?
They do not, and we don't get near the referrals that a physical therapist does. You have to – the medical doctor has to really like you to send you referrals. And
right.
So it's kind of tough, so we can't – we don't just rely on that. We do get some referrals from some physicians in town, and – they are great, and usually if a patient brings it up to their doctor, they'll bring up somebody's name in town, and
right.
A lot of times it's ours.
Well, okay, I already mentioned this, so I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there, because I talk to it in all the classes I teach. I talk about how the effect of tight hamstrings on low back pain. Am I wrong in saying that? And you can call me out on the air here. Am I wrong in saying that hamstrings probably the primary cause of low back pain?
It's one of the primary reasons. Yes.
Okay.
Tight hamstrings are pretty much working against your back muscles. They're kind of fighting each other, so you really want to get them stretched out. Obesity, what you were talking about earlier,
right,
has a lot to do with low back pain too.
Right.
Posture. The cell phones these days. If you ever watch somebody texting. I mean, they always come in, students, kids,
right,
looking straight down all day long at their cell phone.
Now, that's something I've never thought about before.
And the weight of your head, over time, can affect your posture.
Right. That's something I've never thought about. Is that something that's just, you just noticed that over the last few years that's kind of come about, I guess?
Yeah, and then I'm sure, all medical professions have noticed it.
Right.
But, everybody's got a cell phone these days, and no one looks
look
straight down at them. And you see kids when they're eating with their parents at the restaurant, they're looking, they've got the phone between their legs, pretty much looking straight down while they're eating.
Right.
And over time, you get that forward head tilt and get that kyphotic curve in your upper back, mm-hmm. which, when you're bent over like that, you can't even take a deep breath half the time.
Right.
So that affects other issues.
Wow, that's something I've never thought about before. That's really interesting. Some of those things that you see like that is probably only going to get worse with time.
Yes.
As a society that,
they use a cell phone.
About that. And I guess everybody that texts with their phone between their legs is hiding it from their parents, what they're texting or whatever it is they're doing, probably.
Or their parents just don't want it on the table.
Yeah, exactly. So. Exactly. Can you tell us, real quickly, we got just a few minutes here before we have to go to a break. What would you say is the primary type of patient that you see, the main thing that you see coming in?
We see low back pain is probably what everybody seems to put with chiropractic, but we do cervical, which are neck issues, headaches, rib dysfunctions. People will say their rib has popped out from lifting. Mm. It's just kind of misaligned.
Right.
But those are probably the four major big ones that we do.
I've got a ton more questions about that, going back to those conditions, but we've got to take a quick break right now, and we'll come back and talk about that some more if you're good for another 10-minute segment with us. You're not going to run out of here, are you?
No, I'm not running anywhere.
Okay, great. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to 50 Feet Tide with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone.
Capstone!
Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone. And I want to thank you for joining us this Sunday afternoon, spending part of your Sunday afternoon with us to learn a little bit more about health and wellness. And we've got Dr. Brian McDonald with us today, who's owner and chiropractor at Spine and Sport Chiropractic of Tuscaloosa here, and located in Midtown. And Brian, before we went to the break, we were talking about some of the things that you work on, and you hear about low back pain a lot. But if you don't mind, just kind of elaborate on some of the other things that you see, because that you talk about a dislocated rib or that sort of thing. It's not something.
Well, not really dislocated. It's more misaligned. I mean, we'll have patients that do like heavy dumbbell bench press, right, and they'll feel a pop on the front of their chest, and a lot of times it's a rib that has misaligned.
Uh-huh.
So they'll come in, or behind in their back by their shoulder blade, it'll be like they'll describe it as a stabbing pain, and we'll realign that.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually gives them immediate relief. We actually have gotten referrals from MDs for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, I mean, a lot of times when the people come in, if they've been to chiropractors elsewhere, they'll come in and say, my rib's out.
Right. So they know, exactly what it is.
Yeah. So,
but that usually shows up though, or it does show up occasionally as a pain behind your shoulder blade.
Yes. Well, on the medial border of the shoulder blade,
okay.
Down low, I mean, cause you got 12
right.
sets of ribs, and a lot of times it's on the front, right at the sternum.
Right.
And if it's a bunch of them, I think it's called costochondritis.
Uh-huh.
And, so we'll realign it. We'll do some therapies, like ultrasound, laser, muscle stim, and a lot of times show them some exercises to help
right.
strengthen that area.
Okay. So the reason I ask that is because a lot of time after doing bench press, I always feel real tight between my shoulder blades and around in that area. That's a logical thing. The other thing is I have actually 20 sets of ribs because I'm special like that.
Yeah.
You know, just in case. Yeah. And I'm sure you've seen that on the x-rays looking at me.
I've seen your bench.
Yeah, that, exactly. So nothing worth hurting anybody's back over for sure. Well, tell me some of the, you know, I know chiropractic goes in different directions with some cutting edge techniques. And I know I've been in to see you, and you and I've talked about some of the things that you do that are a little bit, you know, different. What would you say is kind of cutting edge that you do at your clinic?
We do a lot of soft tissue work. There's some techniques out there now. Active release technique. It's like a state of the art soft tissue massage technique that usually treats muscles, tendons, ligaments, and fascia. We're usually treating overuse injuries like tennis elbow, lateral epicondylitis, carpal tunnel, anything like that.
Right.
There's another one called Graston technique. It's a form of manual therapy also that uses stainless steel tools to perform the muscle mobilization. And we call it scraping the muscle and the fascia.
Right.
Uh-huh. It sounds worse than it is, but it's like a deep tissue massage.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't take an hour. We're usually doing it for 3 to 6 minutes.
Right.
In that area. We also use laser therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And acupuncture, dry needling for different
right.
things. We've actually did it. I've done it 4 times today on people's plantar fascia.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know, you say that and all of that, tell me if I'm wrong here, but a lot of that sounds like one of the big things in fitness now is that everybody's using a foam roller.
Yes.
And when you talk about releasing the fascia mm-hmm. and all that, you know, that's obviously what the attempt to do with the foam roller is.
Yes.
Are these some of these advanced techniques that are a little bit better than doing a foam roller potentially?
Yeah, it's a little bit more specific.
Right.
And a lot of people just roll everything. I actually like the Graston and the active release better because I feel like the foam roller, it actually is uncomfortable to me.
It's uncomfortable to me as
well.
In
certain areas, if you do your quads or your hamstrings, I mean, it's
right. Right.
Pretty sensitive. So
yeah.
The active release or the Graston is more of a sport, like area specific, like just the forearm if it's tennis elbow and
right.
the upper arm.
Okay. I got you. Because you see everybody doing foam rolling all the time. And I get it. It works for some people. For me personally, I'm not saying that it there's no science behind it, that it doesn't work. But for me personally, I can't get enough out of it, just foam rolling. Do you yourself, I mean, I know obviously you work out a lot.
I like it on certain areas, and I'm really not flexible enough to do it on certain areas either. I feel like you got to hold yourself up to do a hamstring. Right. But now I'll roll my back out a lot of times. Do it that way.
Right. So it is. Would you say it's worth having a foam roller if you at home or something like
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. We sell them. I mean, even the lacrosse balls.
Okay.
It's a little bit more specific. You can
Right. Put
that like on the bottom of your hamstring while you're sitting in a chair.
Right.
And move your knee extensions, and you can feel that breaking up any adhesions in your hamstring.
Right. And you can really tell the difference when you're using a tennis. Well, I've done it with a tennis ball and a baseball before, and you can really tell the difference when you're using something that. So, let me ask you this. Can you, and maybe in layman's terms here, can you give us a simplified version of how joint manipulation works and how it improves pain and performance?
Yeah. Most use their hands, but there are some chiropractors that also use a device called an activator. But using your hands to apply controlled force to a joint of the spine or the extremity. And the amount of force applied depends on the form of manipulation you're using. And the goal of the treatment is to relieve pain and to improve the function of that area.
Right. And so when people refer to a chiropractor as popping their back, popping their joint, this is what's occurring.
Yeah. And the popping is just a gas in the joint.
Just a release of that gas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's... people ask if they can be popped all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's the correct term's adjustment, but
Right. It
doesn't bother me either way.
Right. So. Well, would you say, somebody that's having back problems, I'm sure it varies from person to person and injury to injury, but the adjustments need to be made in an ideal world? Is this an ongoing process, or is this just a regular process for a short period of time?
Usually if it's an acute injury, we'll usually see them anywhere from 2 to 3 times for the first week. And if they're doing better, then we start spacing it out.
Mm-hmm.
We've had people come in 1 or 2 times and said, everything's great. I feel wonderful. When do I come back? And we always try to tell you ought to come in for maintenance, which is every 4 to 6 weeks is what I tell people. But if it's some people only come in when they sleep wrong and wake up with a crick or bend over and pick up the weed eater for the first time every year, we'll see them once a year for 2 visits and may not see them again.
Yeah, it's one of those things you don't think about until you actually hurt it.
Yeah.
And then you have to do it. But I know a long, long time ago, and you may not even remember this, but you and I had the conversation of, more along the lines of, if you have acute injuries, it generally takes less treatments. If mm-hmm. you've got chronic injuries, it's one of those things that might be an ongoing, more chronic type thing. And the reason I asked you this question specifically was I didn't know if, your experience over the years had changed that thought process.
I feel like the ones that come in routinely once a month tend mm-hmm. to never get that terrible acute injury. And then the ones that come in once a year, they always come in because they've been over wrong. But the ones that come in regular usually are doing other things included, like working out and exercising. And they just do real well with coming in once a month. And if they miss, they'll usually call within a few weeks and say, I shouldn't have canceled.
Right.
I'm hurting again.
Right.
So.
Yeah. It's really weird how, in order to improve and that, there's so many things that go into it. But, if you're just following an exercise plan, in order to just to improve, to see improvements, you're going to have to feel that soreness, and you're going to have to feel that pain and be able to differentiate it between that and injury and all of that. And you have to be real sensitive to, knowing what your body is going through, that sort of thing. So lots more questions for you. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and wrap things up with Dr. Brian McDonald here in just a minute. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone.
Hi, I'm Michael Kasky. I'm a civil engineering major, and you're listening to 90.7 The Capstone.
Welcome back to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone. And we're back here this afternoon continuing our conversation with Dr. Brian McDonald, who is a chiropractor here in Tuscaloosa. And I feel like I've learned a lot already, but I do have a list of about 50 more questions I want to ask you. And I know we don't have time for that. But one thing that I always talk about when it comes to personal training, if somebody is looking for a personal trainer, they need to, you know, look at that individual's credentials, their academic background, you know, their any certifications they have and things like that, any, you know, specializations they might have that might fit with your needs as the client. As a chiropractor, if someone is going to come see you or looking for a chiropractor, what do they need to ask when they call your office, or what kind of questions, what things are they looking for?
I mean, it really depends on if it's a sports injury or something. I would gear more towards a sports chiropractic person. Mm-hmm. There are specialties like pediatrics that only really work with younger kids. There's and then somebody that's also a member of the American Chiropractic Association or the Alabama State Chiropractic Association, if you're in the state of Alabama. Mm-hmm. And you can do that by just getting on the local association,
right,
and typing in your zip code, and it'll show you
who falls in that category. Okay.
Yeah, and you can ask them. Most people probably don't even know if they call and answer. Whoever answers the front desk probably doesn't know if they're a member of the local or national association. But,
right.
But yeah, if it's sports related, I would definitely look at somebody that has like the CCSP, which is a Certified Chiropractic Sports Physician certification. Mm-hmm. They've actually got a few, I think it's 200 hours or 100 or 200 hours more of just sports injuries.
Really specific,
yeah,
type stuff.
You don't,
right,
learn that in school. You have to do that actually,
right,
after you graduate,
right,
and do that certification.
Right. Okay. So there are post grad type specialties,
oh, yeah,
that are out there,
mm-hmm,
very similar to personal training type things.
Absolutely.
Okay. Good deal. Well, seeing as how our primary audience, our target audience here, is a student body at the University of Alabama, you know, a lot of people, at that age, I don't know, still the same way, but I know when I was 20 or 21, I was, 10 feet tall and bulletproof.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not 10 feet tall anymore, but I'm bulletproof.
No, yeah.
I'm not, absolutely not. But would you say that chiropractic medicine is better for one age group over another, or, how does it all fit together with that different age spectrum?
No, we actually get patients of all ages. I mean, we've had them as young as a year old. I've actually had one that was 93 years old,
really?
And would drive to the office because she just loved it. And
wow,
yes. So most of our clients, probably we have a lot of college students, because we see a lot of sports injuries, a lot of CrossFitters,
mm-hmm,
the bar stuff,
right,
that people,
yep,
do in town. But yeah, we see pretty much every age group, and then we get a lot of Medicare patients too. That,
right,
a lot of people don't realize that chiropractic is covered under your insurance, and it's not covered under all insurances, but pretty much Medicare and Blue Cross,
right,
cover it, and a lot of people don't realize that.
Right.
So, and there's some chiropractors that just don't take insurance.
Right.
Right. Most around here do, but if they tell you your insurance is not covered by it, you can always call the insurance company to make sure, because they may not actually take the insurance and just tell you that because they're cash,
right,
only.
Gotcha.
So,
well, You and I have been doing this a long time. We've known each other for a long time, and you've been active as long as I've been active. I hate to bring this up, but me and you did a triathlon together. Years and years ago, as your face turns red. Too bad this isn't on TV. It's just on radio. But we did not an individual triathlon. We did a team triathlon. And I will say that, did we come in last?
It was second to last, but that's because the team we beat, I think, started like 10 minutes late.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll never forget. I have to tell the story real quick. It's great. We're at the University of Georgia for this, you know, great triathlon, and we've been training for, you know, 3 or 4 months. And how long was the swim?
The swim was a mile, I think, and or 0.9 miles. And I did not realize it was such a big triathlon. I thought it was just a few groups of people getting together, from what I was told by the people that were with us.
Okay. This isn't an opportunity for you to make excuses now. Okay. But you did train. I spent a lot of time swimming in the pool. I did the bike portion of it, and another one of our decrepit old friends who I won't mention by name did the run for us. Jason Turner. Yeah. I'll never forget, you told me, you know, the swim part of it was first, and, you know, then I got to take off on my bike as soon as you got out, and you told me it'll take me about 30 minutes to get out of the water, and then 30 minutes rolls around, and everybody's coming by, and then 35 minutes rolls around, and then 40 minutes rolls around, and then there's nobody left in the pool, in the lake, and then 45 minutes rolls around, and then you come tiptoeing up the hill.
Was it 45 minutes?
It was something close to
I was thinking it was 38. I thought it was 38 minutes. I know you're exaggerating.
It was somewhere along in there. Yeah,
well, but why did I have to be the one that swam? Because no one else could swim in our group.
That's true. That's true. I wouldn't have made it through the swim.
Yeah.
But
I went out the night before.
Yes, I remember that. But the funny part of that is I was, I don't know if you remember this, but as I was leaving campus, thanks to you making me leave late and leave by myself, the roads are just lined with people. And as I was riding my bike by, thinking, how am I going to make up all this time on all these people? Because I thought I was really going to do something. I heard all these people laughing and snickering, saying, he's on a mountain bike.
You were on a mountain bike.
Everybody else was on a racing bike. So, yeah,
I didn't even see you ride. Yeah, I was still getting compressions from the from CPR.
That was a great time. But the reason I bring that story up is this. Okay, you've always been active as long as I've known you. How do you see chiropractic fitting into, if you have a completely perfect wellness program, how does chiropractic fit into that? Saying you don't have any injuries, okay? Because you work with the football team all the time.
Yeah.
You know, how would I, you know, I go about my daily workouts. Do I need to fit you in?
Yeah, I think so.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but, obviously.
I think you should have a good diet, stay hydrated, exercise, and not do the same exercise all the time. Change it up. If you run all the time, change it up, add bike or rowing or something like that, and definitely add weights.
Right.
Getting good sleep, managing your stress or keeping stress under control, and and then also chiropractic. I had a lady actually this morning, I don't think she really even liked chiropractic when she first came in, and she's an avid runner, and she started coming in, and she looked up at me today and said, you know, I think if everybody got adjusted once a week, the world would be a happier place. And I was like, start sending them.
Wow. That sounds like a good commercial.
Yeah, it was. Right, I was like, yeah, I'm going to put you on the next one.
Right. So would you say then, you know, just an average person that isn't necessarily injured could benefit from
Absolutely.
Coming in on a regular basis?
Probably 50% of our business at least is people not hurting, but they do it to prevent any injuries. They want everything to be aligned so that their body functions at 100%.
Right.
So,
right. Good deal. Yeah. Well, thank you for all that good information. Lots of stuff. I'm going to try to get you to come back for this last little segment as we close out the afternoon here. But lots of good information that you provided us so far. But we got to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and close the show out. You're listening to Fit to Be Tile with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone.
Hey, I'm Paul Feinbaum, my favorite station in the world, 90.7, The Capstone.
Welcome back to Fit to Be Tied on 90.7, The Capstone, and we're here for our last little segment this afternoon. I want to thank you for joining us once again. Hope to have Sheena back next week. Hope she's over the flu. If not, we'll be sending directions to visit her at the hospital. But hopefully she'll be doing better soon. She sounded like she was earlier today anyway. Anyway, we've had Dr. Brian McDonald, who is the owner of Spine and Support Chiropractic here in Tuscaloosa, in Midtown Village, and been fortunate to get a lot of good information from him, because I know there's a lot of misinformation out there on chiropractic. And Brian, I really appreciate what you said about, because, like I said, you and I have known each other for a long time. I trust you. You're not in this to make money. You're in this to make people better and make money. But, you know, I do trust you when you say, hey, you know, this is a good part of any workout routine, any mm-hmm. good wellness, you know, program. You would want to include this. You continue to whine about the triathlon that we did, and if you have anything that you feel like you just need to get off your chest about that, I'm all open to it right now.
No, I was just saying that you chose to bike, which means you can rest by just not pedaling and let the on downhill, and our friend that was running, he can walk if he gets tired, but the swimmer, he has to continue constantly move or he drowns. And at times I was, but I
how
fought
many times,
through it.
Can I ask you this now, after 25 years, how many times during that race were you laying on your back floating?
probably just a couple times, but I did keep tell the lifeguard, the guy on the kayak, I was like, just keep a good eye on me.
I love it. I love it. That's beautiful.
And that was our last one, I think. It was my last one.
I actually did one more where I did the bike part of it too. It was weird, and
I'd probably have done one too if I had a bike.
Yeah, and I did not I did not use a mountain bike the second time. That was ugly. But I will tell you that whole comment about I can cruise on the downhill in Athens, Georgia. I did a 20-mile trek that was all uphill, I do believe, or at least that's what it seemed like to me. That was a tough one. But anyway, if some real quickly before we close out here, again, thanks for all the great information. If somebody wants to come and see you, make an appointment with you, what all does that process involve real quickly?
It's actually really easy. They can either call the office or we have a website, which is, I mean, it's TuscaloosaSpine.com, mm-hmm. and they can click on there and click on they want an appointment, and it emails me to my phone.
Okay.
And I usually respond within, I'll say, 10 or 15 minutes, depending on what time of day it is, and we can get you set up that way. We have a Facebook page that people will tell us they want to come in, and you can actually usually get an appointment that day, because
right.
you're hurting. We don't usually want you to wait,
right.
but you can usually get in that day, and like I said, we're open Monday through Thursday, 7:30 to 6, straight through lunch also, and on Fridays we're open from 7:30 to 5.
Lots of hours.
So, yeah, we've pretty much got a time available for you.
Right. Well, thanks so much for coming over today. I really appreciate it, because I've been, like I said, I've been wanting to get you on here for 3 years, and I know you're busy all the time, and I've always felt bad about, you know, trying to call you and get you away from work, but I do appreciate you coming by. It's great information.
thanks for inviting me. It's been great. I've really enjoyed it.
Good deal. Well, lots of stuff going on around campus this next week. We've got basketball season continuing on and getting really close to the start. I'm not sure the exact number of days, but we might be down into the teens in terms of days before first softball and baseball games are about to get started. So our spring sports are about to get into to full mode right now, so that's always a good sign. Hopefully it means this cold weather is getting out of here. But anyway, we want to thank you guys for joining us today, and we're going to take a week break, and we'll be back next Sunday, hopefully, with Sheena. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone.